Destiny's Child.
You know what I always wonder?
What?
How's this get zipped up when I'm not around?
I just call Billy D. Williams, hops in his limo, and gets right over here.
Mm. Oh, shoot. I always thought it was Bella Funny I had to worry about.
You don't have to worry about anybody.
Uh-oh. I'm kind of frisky tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. Brenda's in there doing her homework.
What you think I'm doing? Oh, shoot. I promised Rhodes I'd fix that flush valve up in Christine's apartment.
You about to kiss me and you think about a flush valve? You better be careful. You're already in trouble. Inviting a millionaire to dinner at the last minute.
I didn't say Gus was a millionaire. I said he went to Hawaii to build condos, and that was 15 years ago.
He must be a multimillionaire by now. Bet I can guess why he called.
Mary, he's my old construction chief. We were friends. He called about dinner.
I bet he wants you to run his company.
Mary, aren't you getting a little carried away?
Yeah, to Hawaii. Just think, you building condos and me on the beach, sipping pineapple drinks with little umbrellas in them, and saying, aloha, aloha.
Mary, you want some of this popcorn to go along with that movie? Hello? Oh, no, he's not here yet. Oh, okay. Yes, Senator, I'll tell him.
Senator? Senator who?
Senator James. He said to tell Gus he called. Maybe Gus really did hit it big.
Yeah, I better write it down. Senator James. Imagine a millionaire who hobnobs with senators. And I'm serving tuna casserole.
Hey, that would never do. I better run out and get some chili dogs.
Oh, hi, Mary. Lester, I hate to bother you, but Pearl's window is stuck again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rose, but this is not a good time.
But it's an emergency.
I know. With your window stuck, there's a news blackout in the building.
Oh, Lester, please, just this once.
Well, I'm sorry. We're expecting a guest for dinner.
Now, I would have known that if my window hadn't been stuck.
Well, look, I'll take a look at it. Mary, it'll only take a second. Come on, Pearl.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mary. I keep the door open.
Rose, yeah? Sit.
Do I have to?
Sit. Rose, this building needs a lot of work, and you have got to take care of it. Now, you've got to take charge. You have got to make decisions.
I did. I decided Lester should fix the window.
If you drag my husband out of here one more time to fix a window or a leaky faucet or anything, I am personally going to hang you on the wall, put a big frame around you, and call you a conversation piece.
Oh, Mary, I know. You're right. I've got to be a better manager.
Now you're talking. Oh, that must be our guest, millionaire condo builder from Hawaii. Ooh.
Lady, did you order a pizza?
No, I didn't.
Well, neither did I. It's me, Gus.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Gus.
You gotta be Mary.
Yeah, I gotta be Mary.
Great door, Mary. Love this wood. Douglas fir, named after David Douglas.
I'll put up a plaque. Come in. Meet my friend Rose.
Rose!
Nice to meet you.
Do you know the derivation of your name?
No.
It comes from the Latin, Rosa.
Ah, Latin, huh? No wonder I like those Gucci handbags.
No wonder I like those Gucci handbags. That's good, Rose. Ooh. That's real good, isn't it, good man?
Oh, it's good, Gus, good. I forgot, you had a phone call. It's from Senator James.
That Senator, he won't leave me alone.
Hey, Gus, is that you?
Lester!
Great to see you, old pal.
Good to see you too, Gus.
Now that you got that mustache, think you can take me?
Are you kidding? With either hand.
Let's do it.
No holding, Gus. No holding.
So heartwarming seeing two old friends get together.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, muscles. How virile, how macho.
I had two men fighting over me like that once. It was winner take all. But the winner was too exhausted to handle the all. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lester.
Hey, hi, Sandra. Hey, Sandra, say hello to my good friend Gus.
Hi, Gus.
That voice. I've only heard a sound like that once before. From a hungry tigress stalking her prey.
You sure got her number.
I love a man with a beard and a rubber band.
Only Sandra would say something like that.
Rose,
yes.
I was on my way out, but I knew you'd be desperate to know about my sink. My faucet is still dripping. Drip, drip, drip. Plop. Drip, drip, drip. Plop. Waiting for that plop is a killer, Rose.
Lester, could I ask
Rose.
You? I was just...
Rose!
It'll only take a
Rose.
Minute. I'll handle it, Sandra.
Oh, good. Well, I'll see you around, Gussie. And don't you change a hair for me. Or a rubber band either.
Well, I've got to be going, too. I hope you have a lovely dinner. As for me, I have an apartment building to run.
This is wonderful, Mary. Really wonderful. Brenda, you didn't eat your roll.
You can have it.
You sure you don't want it?
I'm on a diet.
Started when you ate her fruit cocktail.
Well, Gus, we've talked about everything but you and Hawaii.
Yeah, Gus, even I have to admit that I'm curious.
Of course you're curious. All great minds are curious. Look at Da Vinci, Newton, Edison. You want your old Lester? Take it, Gus.
I've got a few loaves of bread in the kitchen if you want some more.
Mary. Why didn't you tell me this man was an empire builder? A man who turned Hawaii into Condo Island.
That woman could smell money underwater.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt your dinner, but I just love those quaint Hawaiian customs. The grass skirts, the hula, the free complimentary condo.
Sandra, what is it you want?
I was looking for Rose. She said she was going to fix my faucet, but it's still going drip, 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 plop, drip, 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 stop.
Don't worry, ladies. I'll take a look at it.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute, Gus. We didn't invite you over here to work.
Besides, you haven't had dessert.
Don't worry. I'll be right back.
Well, maybe not right back. My other faucet goes plop, 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 drip.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder why he did call me.
Who cares? Quick, let's have dessert. Well, wait for me.
Well, you still think Gus wants me to run his company for him? Better yet, you still think he has a company?
I don't know. He is a little odd.
A little odd? The man's walking around in a short-sleeved shirt. It's 30 degrees outside.
Honey, money can do that to some people.
Come on, Mary.
Remember Howard Hughes?
Remember Daffy Duck?
Hi, Mary. You're going to be very proud of me. Your landlord made a decision. Your landlord took action.
Well, now that's what I call a landlord.
And Lester, you won't have to help me around the building anymore because now we have our very own handyman.
That drip will never plop again.
Gus?
Gus? You hired Gus?
Hey, look how excited she is.
Isn't it incredible? When I went up to Sandra's apartment, he had just finished fixing the faucet. And I said, boy, I sure wish I had somebody like you around.
And I said, why wish for somebody like me when you can have the real thing?
So, in exchange for that efficiency apartment on the third floor, Gus is going to be our full-time handyman.
Gus, you're going to be living here?
Well, what about Hawaii?
Mary, Mary, nothing in life can be more important than being surrounded by good friends. Hi, Mary. You have to fix those cabinets in a few minutes.
Now, that's the same thing he told me 2 days ago.
He told me the same thing 4 days ago. You know, he starts a job and then disappears. Even I don't know where he goes.
You know what? I can't figure out why a man who gets calls from senators would take a job like this.
And he's been wearing that same old cockamamie shirt all the week.
I sure hope it's washing wet.
It's been my experience that men who act this mysterious are always one of two things. Raving lunatics or married.
Carl told me she heard some weird sounds coming from his room. I told it was coming from your room.
My room is soundproof.
Anyway, I think we ought to tell Rose about this.
You mean General Patton? She's busy shaking up the whole building. Next time you give your "you too can be a landlord" speech, do it in some other time, okay, Mary?
She's right, Mary. Rose is down at the printers right now, running off a whole bunch of rules and regulations.
Oh, pardon me, ladies. Does Gus Santos have a place here?
Third floor in the rear.
Thank you very much.
Well, I wonder what he wants with Gus.
I wonder what they all want.
All?
Mm-hmm. You know, since he's been here, 7 people have been up to see him. And you know something? Not one of them has ever come down. I just remembered something.
What?
I don't want to do this. You know, 7 people went in there and didn't come out, and I don't want to make it 8.
Girl, I'm sure there's a perfectly rational explanation.
Well, good. You go in, and if you don't come out, I want your partner.
Would you stop being silly? Besides, I want to find out what he's up to, don't you?
Not anymore, I don't.
Pearl, come back here. Pearl!
Mary!
Oh, Gus! I was just in the neighborhood, and, I thought I'd stop by.
Mary, I know why you're here. Well, you might as well come in.
Oh, a slumber party. I'll just pop back another time.
No, no, Mary, don't leave. I want you to meet my friends. Mary, this is Maggie.
How do you do?
Phil, Terry, Flores, Cousin Ray.
How do, man?
The professor.
Hello.
And Senator James.
You are the senator?
It's nice to be remembered.
I thought you were a real senator.
He was. State senator.
Twice elected. And once impeached.
Staying for lunch, Mary?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, come on. We got some nice kidney beans.
Oh, you're having kidney beans and...
Lima beans.
We're having a bean banquet.
Then you're not staying.
Gus... Is she saying we have to leave?
No, no, Maggie. Not to worry.
Oh, no, Maggie, of course not. Listen, enjoy your visit. Spend all afternoon. There's no rush.
They're not visiting, Mary. They live here.
Live here? Gus, could I see you in private?
Gus, are you crazy? You can't have...
Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You can't have 7 people living in an efficiency apartment, plus you, which makes 9.
That's why they call it an efficiency apartment.
Gus, Rose is not going to like this.
I won't tell her if you don't.
She'll get in trouble with the health department. Now, you've got to send those people back where they came from.
I can't do that, Mary. These people have no place to go.
What do you mean, no place to go?
We all come from the same place, Mary. The street.
The street? I thought you were a millionaire.
Millionaire? She thought I was a millionaire. Why, I'm one of the biggest losers of all time. I only talk a good game.
But what about Hawaii and all those condos?
Oh, well, that's a real interesting story, Mary.
I must have heard it 100 times, and it still grabs me.
Well, what happened was 15 years ago, Gus went to Hawaii with all the money that he had saved up over the years. Now, to make a long story short...
Oh, don't make it short. It's a good one.
Mary, it happens every day. Man has big ideas, boom, man goes bust.
That I could have handled. But the part I couldn't handle was when my wife left me.
When the money went out of yours, so did she.
Then Gus came back and drifted around doing odd jobs, broke and not giving a damn.
Till 2 weeks ago when he saw his old friend Lester.
Yeah, but Lester didn't see him.
Nobody sees us.
He wouldn't have recognized me anyhow. Not then. I was a mess, so I got myself cleaned up.
Yeah, and he went to Goodwill and he got that spiffy shirt.
And the next day, he called up Lester and here we are in paradise.
Gus, I'm so sorry. It must have been terrible for you losing your money and your wife.
Compared to my life, his is a musical.
I don't know what to say, but you can't stay here. I mean, it's too small, too crowded.
It's not crowded, and there's a shower. It's warm.
Better than sleeping in the park.
Or the bus terminal, where they wake you up in the middle of the night, and then they kick you out.
But aren't there shelters?
Oh, yeah, if you're lucky enough to get in one.
I've never seen it like this. There are thousands of folks out there, got nowhere to live.
And there are lots of scary people, too. People not quite right up here, if you know what I mean.
Lots of them can't take care of themselves like us. Some are mothers with children.
Oh, my God.
My teacher, Miss Harper, talked about the homeless in school. She said that in a country as rich as America, nobody should be hungry or cold.
Good for her.
She also said that if she doesn't get a raise soon, she's going to be one of those people.
Well, the meat's almost ready. Let's put the vegetables in.
What are we going to do with them after we feed them?
I'm hoping your father will come up with some answers.
Mary, it's Rose!
That's all I need. Don't say anything about those people.
Aunt Rose won't mind.
Aunt Rose won't mind. Landlord Rose will have a fit.
Mary, here are the new rules and regulations of the building. Oh, good Lord, what is all this cooking going on? You got guests coming again?
No, it's for the holiday.
What holiday?
St. Patrick's Day. I just love that holiday, all the little leprechauns and everything in green.
Mary, St. Patrick's Day isn't until the middle of March.
That's why we're cooking the meat now, so it'll be green by then.
Mary, I know you all too well. Now, you're up to something.
Busy, busy, busy. And we were having such a nice chat. What?
Mary, what in the world is going on here?
Either they go or I go.
Good, you go. Rose and I are having a nice chat.
Sergeant, what is the problem?
Don't you play dumb with me, Rose. I always wondered what happened to the Bowery boys and the dead-end kids. They grew up and moved into Gus's apartment.
Mary, do you know what she's babbling about?
Vaguely.
There I was, soaking in an invigorating milk bath, when suddenly I was invaded by the dreadful odor of lima beans.
And kidney beans.
I traced the scent to Gus's apartment and those people.
What people?
Rose, I think we have to have another talk. Sit down.
Don't you dare sit down, Rose. My social life is in jeopardy. Get up there and throw those people out.
What people?
She can't throw them out. Yet. Rose, they don't have any place to go. They live on the street.
Bums? Bums are living in my building?
On my floor.
They're not bums, they're people. People who have been beaten down by life.
Yes, but still, Mary.
They don't have any jobs. They don't have anybody to turn to. They're not bums. They're human beings. And they're in trouble.
But, Mary, that apartment is just meant for one person. They're violating a dozen housing codes. I have no choice. I've got to throw them out.
Ooh, there's one of them now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I didn't know that you had company.
Oh, we shouldn't have come, but we just wanted to see if we could help.
Yeah, and bring you the rest of the beans.
Oh, this is so nice of you, Mary. I can't tell you how long I've dreamed about having a real home-cooked meal with a tablecloth and napkins, just like a family.
You know, I've got one of my fierce apple pies to go along with those beans.
Pie?
I'll bring the whipped cream. More whipped cream, Senator?
Pile it on, my dear. Pile it on.
What about you, cub? Mm. Oh, yeah.
Sure, as long as it ain't no beans. I don't want to see another bean again in my life. Yeah, that's real good, Eddie. Yeah, I appreciate it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the help.
We got it! Lester, you're a genius. A genius.
Well, Gus, genius is a strong word, but it fits.
What happened? What did he do?
Man picked up the phone, calls his company, found out there's a boarded-up house that they own that they're willing to give us for free.
If we do the work on it. And there's a lot of work to be done. But my company's willing to donate the supplies. And I talked to my old construction chief here, and he's willing to give the world another chance.
Oh, good for you, Gus. But there's just one more thing, Gus. Does this mean that I'm going to lose my handyman?
Anytime you got a problem, Rose, just holler. After all, a good friend of mine lives in this building. And Mary, don't you worry. I'll still be by to have dinner.
I guess I better start loading in the supplies.
Hey, I gotta tell the guys about the house.
Good. Some of those who are trained are gonna be your workforce.
You know, Lester, if we can fix one house, we can fix others. And maybe we can get all those people off them crummy streets.
Maybe.
I'm gonna tell the guys.
I can't wait to see their eyes when he tells them.
Well, man, you're right. Looks like I'm going to be helping him run his company.
See what a little hope can do? How about a pineapple drink with a little umbrella in it?
Sounds good. Maybe we can forget about the pineapple.
We better forget about the umbrella, too.